It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
Hi, Crystal.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Hey. So impress me with your weekend plans. What do you have going on?
This weekend, I'm not quite sure. Take down Halloween and enjoy the nice weather, I guess.
Yeah, so my wife's making me put up the Christmas tree. Do you agree with that?
Oh, God. No, not yet. No.
It's too soon.
That's pretty much been the consensus on the show today. That's like, don't do that. Not yet.
At least Thanksgiving. At least a week before Thanksgiving, maybe.
That's what I'm thinking. Okay. So I don't know. I'm sure you'll hear about it on Monday. I'll tell you guys how it all went down. She is the boss in the house. Yeah. So
Of course she is. I'm pretty
sure I know how this is going to go down, but. So the question we posted yesterday, name something you would still eat even if you dropped it on the floor. What was the number one answer from our listeners?
Popcorn.
Mm. Oh, yeah, I would probably still eat that, wouldn't you, Katie?
Just blow the hair off
course.
It.
Blow the hair off it.
Totally.
That's a really good guess, but sadly... Nuts.
Thank you, guys.
Have a great weekend. All right, that opened up a line, 303-691-1649, and Shannon.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. What are you doing this weekend?
Oh, not a whole lot. Just relaxing, probably.
Kicking your feet up. You watching any good shows right now?
Not really. We've been watching that Grotesquerie.
What's that one?
It's so hard. It's that new one with Travis Kelce in it, Niecy Nash.
Oh, it's like a game show.
No, this one is the one that's made by the same people who did American Horror Story. So it's kind of like that vibe, but it's really hard to follow.
Oh. I haven't even heard about this
one.
I'm going to have to check
really
it out.
Pay attention. It's good. You just have to really pay attention.
And what's it called again? Grotesquely?
Grotesquerie.
Grotesquerie.
Is it on Netflix?
It's on, you can find it on Hulu.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, thanks for the recommendation. We've been watching that one with Kristen Bell. You finished it. What's it called?
Yeah, I did. It's called Nobody Wants This.
That's the one that we like.
Such a good show.
Oh, I've been thinking about starting that.
Yeah, really funny. Like, and there's only one season, so it won't take you long to get through.
It's a little rom-com kind of show, and I totally lost my man card because I fell in love with the show. I absolutely
It's really
love
good.
It.
You're going to like it.
Super cute. So check that out if you're still confused on this other show.
I'll probably check it out.
All right. So listen, we posted the question, name something you would still eat even if you dropped it on the floor. What was the number one answer from listeners?
Well, it's the day after Halloween, so candy.
Get some Twizzlers down there.
Exactly. A Twix.
Nope. That was not the right answer, though. Darn it. Darn it. Darn it.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Shannon.
Bye.
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 Oh, we got Christine. Hi, Christine.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
We're good. We're full of candy.
All hopped up on sugar here.
Honestly, so much candy going through us right now, but we'll be fine. We'll just drink some water, flush it out.
Yeah.
What are you doing this weekend?
The balance is out. Tonight, dinner with friends. Tomorrow, spending some time with my aunt and my parents on Sunday, so it's a good family weekend.
How's your aunt doing?
My aunt is great.
Good.
She's 84 going on 34, so I hope you like her.
She's spunky still, huh?
She's a rock star.
Oh, I love that. I love it when older people are fun to hang out with.
Yeah.
So fun. Yeah, all right. Great. So the question is, name something you would still eat even if you dropped it on the floor. This was the number one answer. It's a what?
Sorry. It's a cookie.
A cookie? No.
What?
Mm.
I thought for sure.
What? No, no cookie. I'm sorry. But have a good weekend.
Thank you. You as well.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. That opened up a phone line, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Andrea.
Hello.
Hello to you.
Morning.
How are you guys?
We're good. We're tired.
I know. I feel
you. Friday.
It's Friday. It's the end of the week. We are truly winding down at this point, and we were all up late because of the kids and everything. So, yeah, we're...
Definitely.
We're ready for a nap.
Yes.
Did you hand out candy last night?
No, I took my kids trick-or-treating.
Good for you.
Yeah.
We just set the bowl out front. I was like, you know what? This year I'm not going to stand here. I'm just putting the bowl out there. I'm going to go wander with the kids. And everyone seemed to be pretty polite. We got back to the house and there was still stuff in the bowl. So no little
hook. We went to a lot of houses that had the bowl out and there was still a lot of candy in them. So
Kids were very polite this year. We were very surprised at how many like thank yous we heard last night from the kids. Thank you. Yeah, it's really good. So what do you think about this food that you dropped on the floor? You pick it up and eat it. What was the number one answer?
I'm going to say pizza.
Oh, that's such a good one. I don't know. With that ooey gooey cheese, I don't know if I'd pick it up.
I know.
Crust down, I'd pick it up.
Crust down? Crust down. Cheese down, probably not. But no. Yeah. Oh, no.
Darn it.
Oh, thanks, Andrea.
Thanks for trying.
All right. Have a good weekend.
Bye.
I will give you a clue.
Here we go.
It is clue time. Think sweets.
Okay.
Sweets.
Okay.
Somebody called in with cookie. You're in the ballpark.
Okay.
There with a cookie.
In the cookie family.
The sweet. It's a dessert. Be thinking about that. Let's see. Who's been holding the longest? Looks like Liz. Hi, Liz. Liz.
Hello.
What are you doing?
I am getting ready to play some tennis.
Woo-woo. Oh, whoop.
Tennis and not pickleball. You go.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Got to represent.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where do you do that at?
Apex Tennis Center. It's an awesome place. You gotta check it out. There's no memberships and they're a great facility.
Well, that sounds cool.
Where is that one?
It's in Arvada.
Oh,
it's pretty far for me to drive.
About that one. Yes. Yeah, it's worth it though.
Do I have to wear a tennis skirt?
If you want.
Yeah.
I might.
Look good
I might show up
cleats.
In a little Come on. Shorty skirt.
Yeah.
It's your day. You do what you want.
Yeah.
You go, girl.
Nobody's going to judge.
My hairy legs.
Just make sure you work on your serve. That's important.
Right. That's the only important part.
Yeah.
Well, Tennis Liz, name something you would eat, even if it dropped on the floor. What was the number one answer that came in from listeners? And I gave you a big clue with sweets.
You did. I mean, I would personally eat a lot of things off the floor, mm-hmm. so my bar is low. But I'll go with an Oreo?
That's definitely a sweets.
Yeah.
Especially if that cream filling hits the floor, too. You're like, ugh. Yeah. But it is nothing in camp cookie. It is not any type of cookie, okay?
Rats.
Oh.
All right, well.
Have fun.
Have a good morning.
Yeah, have good a good match.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, bye. Who's next?
Tammy.
Hi, Tammy.
Hello.
Hey,
Hi,
girl.
Guys.
Hi.
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Hey, girl. Hey. And hey, boys. Hey.
That's
hey.
Right. How are you today?
You go.
What's going on today? Anything fun?
Good. Just work. Work, work, work.
How about a weekend? Yeah. You got anything for the weekend?
Just more work.
Aww.
I own a pet sitting business, so it's always working with all the pets and dog walking.
Katie does that.
Yeah.
I do. It's my side hustle. Yeah, I pet sit for all of my friends, and it's like my favorite side hustle because you get something out of it too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Katie
absolutely is
constantly covered in dog hair, though.
Yeah, same. That cat hair.
Constantly.
Pretty much, yes. Yeah.
It's lonely people's glitter.
Lonely people's glitter.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Are you watching dogs this weekend?
Of course. Dogs, cats, pretty much any kind of domestic pet.
Really?
Yeah.
So if I had a ferret, you'd come over and walk my ferret.
Ferrets are great.
Probably could put in a backpack. There are backpacks for ferrets. But yeah, watch ferrets, hedgehogs, snakes, reptiles.
You do it all. Anything. You're like Dr. Doolittle.
Pretty much. Yes.
Side note, you will never catch me walking around in a backpack with a ferret.
No, I know.
Not your speed.
I know. It's kind of fun. I actually walk a couple cats too on leash. It's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I've seen the backpacks for the cats that have that clear bubble on it, and the cat's sitting in there like freaked out, like, what the hell are you doing to me?
Yeah. I see people with
birds. Yeah, they kind of meow a lot.
Yeah.
I like it, some not so much. Yeah.
That's funny.
Yes.
Well, let's play this game with you. What's the number one answer that came in? Name something you would still eat even if you dropped it on the floor, and it's in camp sweets, dessert.
I know. So I'm going to change my answer because of the clue for sweets.
Good.
So I'm going to say ice cream. If you're really fast, grab it. It morphs on the floor.
Plop.
Get it really fast.
Tammy, ain't nobody picking up ice cream.
I think you found the one thing I wouldn't eat off
ain't
the floor,
Ain't nobody
Tammy.
Picking up ice
My
cream.
God, what?
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh, man. You can't blow the hair off that.
Well, my dog will clean it up. That's for sure.
Tammy, go pet your gerbil. We'll see you later.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye, Tammy. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's about the one thing I probably wouldn't eat off the, or any kind of liquid, right? Like, no pho off the floor.
Alexis.
Hi, how are you?
It's not ice cream. We're doing good.
Which is kind of funny because I was thinking, like, my grandma used to get popsicle, just grab it, rinse it under some water.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's nothing frozen. I'll give you that clue. It's not in a camp cookie. It's not a cookie. It's nothing frozen. Definitely a dessert, though.
How about some cake?
Cake? You're getting closer.
Yes. Oh, Alexis.
Cake like consistency.
Yeah.
Darn it. We appreciate you calling, though. Have a good weekend.
Yeah. Bye.
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 That's a huge clue.
That is a huge clue.
Marie.
Yes.
Yes. It's Marie. I'm thinking you have a good feeling about your guest. Don't say it yet, but
you
have a good feeling?
I do now.
Well, let's make you a star for a couple minutes. What are you doing this weekend?
Oh, my granddaughter has a cheer off and her birthday, so it's all about her this weekend.
There you go. Been there. What's the theme of the birthday?
Oh, it's not a big theme. She's 14.
Oh, yeah. No, it's
kind of her head and her phone.
Yeah, phones and cigarettes, probably.
Yeah, oh,
God. Oh, no.
Not that last one.
Phones
we
and
just came from,
vape
we
pens.
Just came from her physical, so there's definitely no smoking or vaping going on.
That's good.
Thank goodness.
That's very good. Yeah. All right, Marie, we posted this question on our Facebook. Name something you would still eat even if you dropped it on the floor. This was the number one answer that came in from our listeners, and I've given a buttload of clues.
I know, but there's like two that are in that same little category.
It's in cake consistency, not cookies, not frozen, but very similar to cake. What are you thinking? What was number one?
What is it?
The cupcake.
Damn.
No. Oh, it's a jam.
It is the damn other one.
Yeah.
Marie, go live your life. Yeah. Have a good day.
Thanks,
thank you for
Marie.
Trying.
Thank you.
Bye.
Why did I change it?
She was going to do the other one.
Dylan.
Yes.
Hey.
Yes, it's Dylan. You made it in.
Yes, Dylan.
I'm also going to change my answer when it gets time for that.
No, that's fine. We can do it now if you want. You just want to jump on it and give your guess?
Yeah, what do you got?
I'm thinking it's got to be muffin. If it's the other one.
Oh, no, it's the third other one.
There's another one.
Not muffin, there's not cupcake.
There's another one.
Have a good weekend, Dylan.
Oh, man.
Thank you.
Bye. Not a donut either.
Oh, yeah.
Which would be in camp cake.
This is fun.
Timothy.
Yes.
Yes, it's Timothy.
Yeah,
it is. What are you doing this weekend?
Grandson has football and then movies.
Oh, good for you.
Hey.
You're a good grandpa.
Yeah.
Good for you. So did you narrow it down, the number one thing that came in that you'd drop on the floor but you'd still eat it? What is it?
Well, everything I was thinking is already said no to, so I would have to go with a Danish.
A Danish?
Oh.
No.
Man.
Sorry, Timothy. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Thanks, Timothy.
Chocolate. Think chocolate.
Think chocolate.
It's
that's a good one.
Chocolate.
Okay.
That's going to give it away. It's
it
like,
has to.
It's not a donut. It's not a Danish. It's not a muffin. It's not a cupcake. It is chocolate. It's like cake.
It's like cake.
I like the corner piece.
Yeah. There you go. Also a solid clue there.
Carrie.
Yes.
Yes. Carrie.
Okay.
So many guesses. I've been holding on. I know this.
I know. Yeah. Okay. All right. You're definitely up next. You were hanging on the longest. I've given out so many clues, Carrie.
You have, and I've known it since the first time.
I don't know about that. I think you're just bragging. You're bragging now at this point.
All right. You better bring it, Carrie.
Are you ready? Should I just
hold
say
on.
It?
Let me. Hold on. I got to take my seat here.
I need some
hold
candy.
On. We got to sit down. Let's
hold
do
on.
It. I'm going to kill the music.
Yeah, right.
Oh.
No more music.
Katie and the boys, I love you guys. I love this morning show. You guys bring so much energy. I just love you.
Thank you.
I'm going to save that audio and send it to the bosses.
Yeah.
You're so sweet. All right. Listen, I turned down the music. It's nice and quiet. Katie and I are just going to sit here. Let me give you the question. Name something you would still eat even if you dropped it on the floor. Let's all take a deep breath.
Okay, this is my favorite dessert, and even if we dropped it on the floor and I stepped on it, I would pick up that brownie and I would eat it.
Yeah, you would!
Woo! Carrie did it! Yeah!
Oh, you're my favorite. So you're my favorite call of the week.
Yeah! Some Friday
fun. Thank you, guys.
Thank you for making our show so fun, Carrie.
Yes. Oh,
I love you guys so much.
Thank you, Carrie.
We love you so much. We have a prize that we would like to give you, so would you mind hanging on hold for a few seconds, and Josh will come back and tell you about your prize, all right?
Oh, and I get to go see The Rock? Are you kidding?
Yes! This just gets better!
You better sneak some brownies in and sit there and eat brownies and stare at The Rock.
Oh, best day ever. Thank you guys so much.
Drop one on the floor just for fun.
I will.
Carrie, you're the best. Hang tight. Just a second, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. That right there is what it's all about. Woo! That's why we do this. That was a ton of fun.
So
great
much.
Friday winner.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.